far as I know, we do have podcasts, and we're available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Generally speaking, my theory is when you know a player is a pain in the butt, you trade him. But Daryl Morey did not extend Ben Simmons. He inherited him. He didn't sign him to the contract. He didn't draft him. He inherited him. And when GMs get jobs, they try to play nice for a year and make it all work, and they say nice things, and oh, this will work forever. It doesn't. They really should have moved him. But now you have a situation where Simmons is being stubborn and brash, and Daryl Morey feels trapped. But Morey went on Philadelphia Radio yesterday and said, I am not trapped. We are going to sit this thing out for as long as it takes to get value for Ben Simmons, and here's the sound.
Right now, any sort of trade, which obviously Ben Simmons wants, the best thing we can do is get role players back. That makes no sense. So, people should buckle in. I mean, this is going to go a long time because my only job is to help us get the best chance to win the title. Ben Simmons is a difference maker, so we get him back, he will help us win the title. If we can trade Ben Simmons for a difference maker, we will do it. You're going to think I'm kidding, I'm not. This can be 4 years.
So the Sixers organization has two advantages now, and it's kind of pivoted in their favor. Number one is, they were the number one seed in the East last year. Okay, they can win a lot of games in the East. It's a good roster. It's a really good roster. Now you have Andre Drummond and Joel Embiid. So in the East, you have two of the best bigs. Tobias Harris, you can get 20 from him. Curry, you got they drafted well, they've got some young players. This is a really good roster. You can win games without Ben Simmons. You can go to the All-Star break. You can go longer. You're going to make the playoffs without Ben Simmons. The second thing is, Ben Simmons is taking, there's money being taken out of his bank account every day. Ben Simmons is watching hundreds of thousands of dollars every missed practice, every missed game being taken out. That's painful. That's why the Ben Simmons group now is claiming mental health issues. That is because they've run out of options and they've run out of leverage and now they're looking for sympathy on the internet. This is basically a kid that threatens to run away from home. The parents are saying, go for it. See you at dinner. I applaud the Sixers for their hard stand. There's 13 guys on this roster. One should not have the right to blow it up. I think this is good for the NBA between Harden in Houston, Kyrie in Brooklyn, and Ben Simmons in Philadelphia. The NBA has always been a players' league. I get it. People say, well, nobody goes to watch the GMs. Well, nobody goes to watch a football game to watch the GMs either. Nobody goes to watch a soccer game to watch anything other than a soccer star. That's a dumb argument. Nobody watches any of these sports for executives. The NBA tends to get more power to players, because they have second and third ancillary incomes beyond the team, they have shooting. The other thing is, there's a smaller roster, fewer starters, so the stars matter more. It should be a player league. But there are limitations to everything. And the NBA, the Nets, and the Sixers have put their foot down. And by the way, even Jason Kelce, a Philadelphia Eagle, such a big story in Philadelphia, even a football player is coming.
Going on, I don't want to crush any of it, but what's going on with the 76ers, Ben Simmons, and stuff like that? All that is because of the lack of accountability, the lack of owning up to mistakes, and a lack to correct things. If all that got corrected, if you're fixing free throws, if you're getting better as a player, none of this is happening. Everybody can complain about how tough this city is to play in. Just play better now. The city will love you.
By the way, it's not a huge thing, but it's something. The fans are now on the Sixers' side, not Ben Simmons. Daryl Morey, there's a reason he's on the most popular Philadelphia sports talk show station. It's friendly territory. He's not going to get beat up. Everybody's on his side. It's not everything, but it's something. The fans now are with the Sixers on this, and should be. One player will not be able to hold an entire franchise.
Weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk about basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what make these people love their sport